This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 1st of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is drawing to a close with cool breezes across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoyed sunny skies earlier, while in Jerusalem, scattered clouds made for a pleasant day. Haifa saw some light winds, adding to the mild weather. As the night sets in, temperatures are expected to drop slightly, providing a comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, the IDF chief has ordered strikes on Hezbollah's drone supply chain deep inside Lebanon. This targets their FPV drone production beyond southern Lebanon. Also, earlier this hour from Walla, the IDF marks the end of an era as General Tomer Bar retires. He concludes, 39 years of service amidst ongoing wars and missile threats. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that two people were injured in a Hezbollah drone attack against a northern Israel border town. The IDF calls it a ceasefire violation. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew states that as Hamas strengthens, the U.S. is expected to close its headquarters in Kiryat Gat. This follows recent developments in Gaza. And finally, from JNS, the Peruvian president is facing backlash for comments about Jews and wartime. The Jewish community condemns these statements as outdated and offensive. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that India is considering using snakes and crocodiles as a natural deterrent along its border with Bangladesh. This proposal raises concerns among human rights groups. OSINT 613 noted earlier today that Trump praised King Charles III, calling him a high-quality person. CENTCOM updated around 40 minutes ago that U.S. forces continue to patrol international waters, enforcing a naval blockade against Iran. So far, they directed 45 commercial vessels to turn back. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's recent actions. Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir has instructed the Northern Command and the Air Force to disrupt Hezbollah's drone operations. According to Ynet, these strikes aim to diminish Hezbollah's capabilities, potentially reducing threats along the border. Turning to the retirement of General Tomer Bar. After nearly four decades of service, he steps down during a tense period for the IDF. As noted by Walla, his departure comes at a critical time with ongoing wars and a looming nuclear threat. The IDF cautions about the need for continued vigilance. Meanwhile, the drone attack reported by the Jerusalem Post highlights ongoing tensions with Hezbollah. The incident injured two people and violated a ceasefire agreement, according to the IDF. This underscores the fragile nature of the current peace. In related developments, Israel Hayom reports the closure of the U.S. headquarters in Kiryat Gat. This follows the strengthening of Hamas and changes in Gaza. The move signifies a shift in U.S. strategic focus in the region. Finally, the controversy involving the Peruvian president. JNS highlights the backlash from his remarks on Jews and wartime doohoo. These statements revive harmful stereotypes, drawing widespread condemnation and sparking diplomatic concerns. Turning to business and markets, first, Walla Business reveals a significant issue with electricity theft in the south of Israel. The CEO reports an alarming cost of 10 million shekels and severe disruption to services. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses how recent conflicts have exposed underlying economic issues. The market's volatility during emergencies highlights systemic weaknesses. And finally, CTEC reports that Elon Musk plans to visit Israel after a tech conference is rescheduled due to the Iran conflict. This visit will focus on discussions around autonomous driving. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.